Greg Soibert, right now, the Transit Commission just met. You've had several different possibilities for the K route and some changes. What was the discussion about today?
Well, the discussion was how do we move forward in 2015. The Village of Weston, in particular, is required by referendum to continue transit services in the community through the end of this year. And so the question was, you know, what do we do moving forward? Today we discussed what is scenario number six. This is the sixth route scenario that that we've designed and done some costing on. And so, you know, we had a great discussion about it today.
Now, this scenario six, I understand, makes some changes towards the end of the old Route K, eliminating St. Clair's Hospital.
Correct. You know, what we kind of our starting point is the current route and where are the productive segments of the current route. And we've identified the segments south of Highway 29, which is the St. Clair's, Marshfield Clinic, Birchwood Highlands area, as the least productive segment of the route. So we had a desire to get to the Aspirus Bridge Clinic, but then the question is, well, what do we do from there? You know, if we served an area within the village north of the highway that had a better demographic, perhaps a neighborhood, what would that look like? And this scenario does that. It addresses some residential in the neighborhood and the more productive corridors that we currently serve.
So the scenario six route actually includes a loop in a residential area close to the Aspirus Clinic.
Correct. It gets to where the new bridge clinic will be located, which is the Aspirus Clinic. It would also get us to the base of the footbridge or the bicycle bridge over the highway. So if there are folks that would have to walk over to ministry on that side of the highway, this would be the closest option for them.
What's next for the planning, and are there any other scenarios being considered right now?
Well, what the Transit Commission did was embrace this route concept and directed me to build this route concept into my budget and propose the number of trips that would get them to their current budget levels, so the 2014 budget levels. So as we look toward 2015, the question was how many trips can we provide and stay very close to the numbers we currently pay. And so that is my charge as I prepare my budget.
Right now it's 7 trips a day. You're looking at anywhere from 8 to 10, right?
Well, I think we're probably looking at 8 or 9. There are some significant items, budget items, that are unknowns at this point. The biggest is state and federal funding. You know, at the federal level, Congress is doing what sounds like a short-term extension that gets us into 2015, but that really doesn't give us any idea what the final numbers are going to be for next year. And the state level is supposed to be an increase for next year, but obviously if at the federal level it's frozen or we get a little less, that increase may not pan out. So they could offset. So, you know, over the next few weeks as I prepare my budget, I'll have to kind of weigh all those things and see what we come up with. It's a challenge every year.
You've got about a month to do this budget projection, right?
Well, I hope to present to the Transit Commission at their meeting in August a draft budget with this scenario built in, and then based on that, make a recommendation. The challenge will be, I think, that, you know, there are 4 municipalities involved in this, you know, and although they're represented on the Transit Commission, you know, they don't vote on their finance committee or on their board or council. And so, you know, there are other groups in those communities that need to look at this and, you know, pass this. And I can put forward my ideas and cost them, but ultimately there's a process that needs to be followed, and all have to be in. I mean, they all have to approve this at all levels in order for this to be successful. So, you know, and that's the challenge with shared services. You know, we've been successful in sharing our services with surrounding municipalities, but it is a real challenge. And so hopefully we can continue our success.
The paratransit services would be affected, but not as greatly as some might fear. What would happen to paratransit in that south area?
Well, we are required to provide our paratransit services anywhere within 3/4 of a mile from a bus route. So although the bus route itself would not cross over the highway, that 3/4 mile limit would extend to the hospital complex and as far as Birchwood Highlands. So although those areas would not be served by the bus route, for those who qualify for paratransit, those areas would still be accessible to them.
Another challenge, you have the Naomi group that is very much in favor of keeping the K route. What is their input on this Scenario 6 route option?
Well, I don't think I'm in a position to speak for them. They were in attendance today. I think overall, my impression is that they're pleased that there's discussion about continuing a service, a route in the village. I think that they would like to find a resolution and then just move forward. And the sooner that happens, the better. So there seemed to be some positive reaction to the proposal today and the fact that we're moving forward in a positive way.
So for now, the next move is you crunching numbers, getting ready for August.
That is correct. And we'll see how that works out. As I said, there are a lot of unknowns at this point, and I'll get out my crystal ball and see what I can come up with.
Anything you'd like to add today?
Ride the bus.